Where were you at 6 o'clock tonight?
I was at home.
If you go downtown and find a friend there and come home and your wife says, did you plan the meeting? What would you say? I'd say it just happens accidentally.
Did you plan to be at home?
No, did you plan the meeting down there?
No. Run on to him. Run on to him.
What pets did you have as a boy?
Dogs, mostly.
Did you have anything around the barn to catch mice?
Cats.
What did you say to your dog if you wanted him to attack something?
Sickle. Sickle.
And if you wanted him to come to you?
Come here. Come here. Come here. Well, you didn't say come here. You said, come here.
Yeah.
Come here.
Was this a thoroughbred?
No. I always refer to them as dogs, curs. We had some different time of cur, and we had a collie dog.
They're pretty, aren't they?
Sure. And we had a red bone hound. He was an exception. He wasn't like a hound. He didn't suck eggs. He would fight. He would fight other dogs. That's unusual for a hound by himself. Now, a group of hounds will attack another dog. But one usually won't. And you can walk in at anyone's home where there's just one hound. A hound will bother you if he's laying on the front porch. He might walk off and go around the house. That dog would bite if you come up to the yard. He was very unusual for a hound.
Yeah, I've seen them alone. I guess in a pack, though, they feel that they're together and they have a job to do.
That's not right, see. They get vicious when they're together.
What would you tell someone if he was trying to separate two fighting dogs and had his hands in there to pull them apart? She had a terrier and a poodle, and they were fighting, and she reached in there, and they got hold of something good and warm and soft, and each of them had hold of one side of her hand. She went in, had a dozen stitches taken, had shots. What animals would you have to have if you wanted to raise cattle?
You'd have to have a bull and a cow.
And then the offspring would be?
A calf.
And if a cow was going to give birth to a calf, what would you say she was going to do?
Thrashing is probably, that term is used more in dairy cattle. There's different terms used in beef cattle or stock cattle. She's going to bring a calf. That's about the way they would say she's going to bring a calf. Next week or tonight or next month.
Any special word for a motherless calf?
A doggie is a motherless calf.
Is that common around here?